Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be delving into the UK rental markets and one company in particular in lettingaproperty.com. Lettingaproperty.com are currently raising funds on Cedar. So we're going to be discussing the background to their market as well as their crowdfunding campaign. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by the founder and CEO of lettingaproperty.com, Jonathan Daines. Jonathan, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thank you very much for having me. And thank you to the UK Investor Magazine for getting me on board.
You're welcome. Good to be welcoming you this morning. So, Jonathan, we're going to be discussing your crowdfunding campaign a little bit later on in the podcast. But, you know, let's start with taking a look, if we may, at lettingaproperty.com, maybe a little bit about yourself. So if you were able to give us an introduction to the company, of course, you're the founder, so you were there from the very beginning. Maybe talk us a little bit about the journey that you've been on and the market you're operating in.
Of course, thank you. Well, it certainly has been an exciting 14 odd years, if I can, if I'm counting correctly. We launched the business in 2008, and you'll probably recall, if you cast your mind back to 2008, that the economy, the global economy, was going through a bit of turmoil. We had the credit crisis and all the rest of it. And it was at that time where I was working in property in a chain of estate agencies in the Midlands. And the estate agency chain that I was with, they only offered a sales service, and the guys there asked me to go ahead and set up their lettings department for 26 offices in a very short space of time to obviously try and recover some of the lost revenue from a fall in house prices and the crash. And so I set that up and got a real bug for lettings, loved it. As much as the legislation throws us back, I love navigating my way through that. And that was the start of my journey for lettingaproperty.com, where I left the position that I was in and spent a year sort of sat in the third bedroom working out a way that we could bring this this traditional service of letting your house through a high street agent and help landlords and tenants do it online. We haven't looked back since. And yeah, here we are today with we've let around 8,000 properties across the country, which is fantastic, and we're managing just over 1,500 of those through our platform. So it's been a very exciting journey.
Fantastic. So you obviously spoke there about when you started and how you started, but you know, obviously we're moving on to a situation now in the UK where there's an increasing amount of people renting for a longer period of time. I mean, would you be able to speak to, you know, how you've seen things change and, you know, why you maybe feel now is the time to really push forward with the capital raising for lettingaproperty.com?
Well, you know, when you start up a business, you're obviously learning. You're learning about the customer base, your product, and you're finding your way through. And in fact, we only launched our ARR business model probably about 3 or 4 years into having established. So we kind of sort of pivoted towards a SaaS product base. Now, there are currently in the UK, there's about 4.5 million homes that are rented. You know, that's one in five properties that are let out. And traditionally, probably around 96% of those are let through a high street agent. But there is a demand from private landlords, self-managing landlords that are looking to, you know, particularly now when the economy is, again, we're seeing similarities with 2008, but you know, they're looking to save money. They feel a bit more control over the process and a speed of service. And also, you know, since 2008, incidentally, you know, Airbnb also launched in 2008. Obviously, had extreme amount of success across the world in the short stay market. But what they've helped to do is to really bring on these early adopters, these customers that are using technology in order to let out their holiday homes. You know, we've seen it across banking, we've seen it across the retail sector, and the lettings model has been a little bit slower to adjust to the use of technology. Reason being is because of all the legislation. You know, there's over 230 odd pieces of legislation, and that's quite nerve-wracking for a landlord that's just about to start their journey. So that's what our business is there for, is to help those landlords to let out their homes, to do it within the legislation, so they get it right done the first time. They're saving money and they can do it faster than they would if they were to go down the typical high street route and have more control.
Indeed. So let's now speak, Jonathan, about the crowdfunding campaign. So you set off with an £850,000 target, which has been met by significant investor interest. And I believe when I checked earlier on this morning, that target was very nearly met. But when you're talking about the story of lettingaproperty.com, it's obviously a compelling market to be looking at this point in time. But would you be able to speak about, you know, why lettingaproperty.com and how you differ to the competition and what your growth plan means for investors going forward?
Absolutely. Well, the way I see it is there are currently around, certainly from last year, there are around 890 odd thousand new tenancies created within the private rented sector within 1 year. 890,000 moves in a year. Through our platform, we had around about 1,100 of those serviced through our software. And that equates to less than 1% of the market. So for us, in terms of being able to scale, there is such an opportunity to achieve a much greater market share. You know, this over the next 2 or 3 years, we're looking at least a 1.2%. We're hoping, our plan is to take around 1.2% of the market share. And that would equate in unit numbers to around 10,500 landlords using our software. And that's out of 4.4 million homes. So it's such an achievable milestone, achievable target for us as a business. And that's what we're working towards. So in terms of the seeders and the crowdfunding, now is a fantastic time on the back of the success that we had with Mercia Asset Management Limited coming on and investing in the business, to be able for us to open that up to a wider audience. It helps in both ways. It helps A, raise capital for the business, but also B, there is a bit of a PR spin in terms of going on crowdfunding, because of course, those that are investing in stocks and shares likely have a portfolio or a property or two that they're investing in to spread their risk. What greater an audience for us to be presenting ourselves to? And in fact, you know, of our own client base, we've already seen a good proportion of them have gone onto the Seeders platform and invested in our business, which is a real testament to the product, the people that we have, and the service and the industry that we're in, if our own clients are investing in our future.
So these investors that were possibly looking at lettingaproperty.com, Jonathan, would always be interested to know what your plans are for the funds that will be raised from the campaign. So it would be good to hear where that's going to be allocated and what results you hope to see from that.
Well, the initial raise that we're looking to achieve is £850,000. And as you've said, we're around 96% of that as of today, which is absolutely fantastic. We've still got around 20 odd days left of this campaign. So we would be quite surprised that we didn't exceed the target, which is absolutely fantastic. And thank you very much to everyone that has already invested in the company. That £850,000 gives us around 18 months worth of runway. And the plan then would be to continue that growth journey and potentially look for another series raise by 2025 to continue our acceleration of our growth. You know, the mantra in and around the office at the moment is, of course, is momentum. And as a business, with the funding that we're able to secure, the momentum will come from driving our sales and marketing strategy. We've got we have a very robust marketing plan set for the next 18 months. We are obviously looking to support the team with recruitment and onboarding and get some real key players in the business that will help to drive that growth through sales and marketing. And although we have already just launched our new platform, which has been in the development for 2 or 3 years, it's an ongoing evolution of the letting and property software. So we're constantly listening back to our customers, getting feedback and making enhancements and developing the product as we go forward.
So, Jonathan, when the funds are raised and you're implementing your strategy, of course, investors will be interested to know what your feelings are about where the company could go in terms of, you know, possible liquidity events. Now, these events are by no means guaranteed, but it'd be interesting to hear your thoughts about a company such as lettingandproperty.com, the market out there, and where it could fit in its growth story to provide liquidity back to investors in the future.
Well, of course, you know, we've got the trajectory going through for the next 2 or 3 years. And as I mentioned earlier, we have around, well, just over 1,500 properties that are managed through our platform. And of course, the revenue that we're generating from that, it's a recurring revenue. It's around £800,000 from 2022, annual recurring revenue. And our goal is to drive that annual recurring revenue up until 2025. So we start looking at you know, potentially an exit multiple based on the recurring revenue, which really is what investors will look at in a SaaS business model, is what's the recurring revenue, what's the ability to scale that business based on the software that it's been built on, and is there a potential for that to go into other markets, other countries, etc. So it's a healthy projection that we're looking at for between 2023 and 2025. Our aim, our plan, of course, is to try and drive around 100% growth on our recurring revenue, which will give us some great milestones to talk about as we go into 2025 and along that funding journey that we're on at the moment.
So, I mean, that's quite an interesting point you make there, Jonathan, with the SaaS model. And it must be noted that SaaS business models at the moment are earning a premium out there on valuations. That's obviously that reoccurring revenue that you mentioned there does earn that premium. So you did allude to it when we were talking about where the funds would be allocated, Jonathan. But I think investors that are considering lettingandproperty.com, of course, go and do check out the Cedars page for further information. But, you know, what can you say to them in terms of what your key milestones will be for the next 12 to 24 months? And what do you hope to achieve in terms of maybe certain records, revenue, and where the business is going?
Absolutely. Look, we base it on the number of landlords that we're onboarding into our recurring revenue model. So we have certain targets that we're looking to achieve over the next 12, 18 months. And these are, you know, this is down to units, which are very, very achievable. Don't forget that we've been doing this for 14 years. We've been driving a very organic business, but we've been learning the market, learning the customer, what they're looking for. And we pretty much, you know, bootstrapped up until this point, until we got our first raise from Mercia. The first sort of tranche, if you like, that we're gaining out of this 850, which has been brought to us by Mercy Asset Management, that really has helped us to plan out the marketing campaign over the next 18 months, get the organizational chart in a good place with the right team. It helped us to complete off the development of our software. So as we move forward now, once we've had the Cedars round closed, we can then really get our heads down and work very hard as a team. We've got a great team here based in the Midlands that are focused on achieving the sales numbers, the sales targets that we've set out. And, you know, it's without going into too much detail, of course, how we drive that revenue, it's all about getting eyes on site to the website, to the platform, generating leads. You know, we're generating around 2,000 leads a month from potential customers that are interested in switching from a high street letting agent, let's say, to a more digital solution. And that is our focus, Jonathan. We really are looking at that entire funnel from landing on the site, completing an inquiry, through to our sales team, through to onboarding the customer, and then, of course, being there to support them through that journey as they find a tenant and let their property out. So that really is, it's as we also use, there's momentum and a savage focus on onboarding new customers. And that's what this funding really is enabling us to do.
Thank you, Jonathan. So just to finish off with one point here, which I think is worth mentioning. You said there that you've obviously secured funding from Mercia Asset Management. Jonathan, how significant is that for you and the business going forward to secure this investment from an institution before doing the crowdfunding campaign?
Well, you know, it was the first, if you like, VC funding journey that we had been on. And it was interesting, you know, for any founder of a business that goes through that journey, I'm sure we'll be able to empathize. It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. You're now dealing with an institutional investment. So you've got to make sure that the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. But it was absolutely fantastic. In fact, we met with a couple of organizations, and we had a success rate of 2 out of 3 said, yes, we want to go ahead and invest in the business. And we chose Mercia, based on the support that we were going to be able to get from them as we go through this journey. So, you know, it felt like it was a bit of a feather in a cap. But it by no means it wasn't the end of the journey. It's just the start.
The beginning.
It's the beginning. But we're learning every day, and it's been a pleasurable journey on most occasions. And it's fantastic also to have the intellectual capital in the business. You know, we sit around the board table now. And we've got a director from Mercia that is very inspirational. He's obviously seen it time and time again with SMEs going through this journey. So it's great to listen to that those sort of stories or similar stories of the nature that we're undergoing. We've also, of course, been able to onboard a fantastic chairman, Kevin Neary, who was the founder of GameStop Group, and he's been with us for a few years now. And more recently, the ex-financial director from a well-known online hybrid agency, Purple Bricks, Matthew Farrow, and he joins our board. So it's certainly given us a real boost in terms of that intellectual capital around the board table. All positive, Jonathan, all positive.
Indeed it is. So just as a final note here to listeners, do check out the notes to this podcast. There'll be a link through to the crowdfunding page on cedarsforlettingaproperty.com, and also email subscribers to the UK Investor magazine will receive an email update in the coming days with further information about the lettingaproperty.com offer, and obviously more of the specifics there and how to get involved. So if you're an email subscriber, do keep an eye out for that. But Jonathan, if somebody would like to get in touch, you know, maybe on a more personal level, how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. By all means, please, you can email me at jonathan@lettingaproperty.com. We also have an investors email, which is investors@lettingaproperty.com. But of course, any questions, please feel free to reach out. What we are also finding is a lot of interest through the actual CEDARS platform with requests for our investment pitch. So please, by all means, sign up and request the pitch that way. And there's also a video about what we're doing and what we're hoping to achieve on our campaign page, which is worth a watch. And we'll launch the bloopers video after the CEDARS campaign, just for a laugh.
Yes. Do check out that video. I've had a watch of it myself, and anybody listening to this wants to get a little bit more insight. Of course, watching a video is a different dimension to listening to a podcast. Do have a look at that, along with the pitch deck that Jonathan mentioned, is all accessible through the link in the notes of this podcast. A wealth of information there, so do check that out. Jonathan, thank you much for joining us today.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And just a final note to email subscribers, do keep an eye on your inbox because there will be an email coming out in the coming days. Thank you very much to everyone for listening.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.